Thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, powered by Ashley Home Store. Right now, you can go in and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months. Or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks at amazing prices store-wide. Ashley Home Store. This is home. On Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Get up! Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
What's up, Double B?
Welcome to Tuesday.
Hey.
We got a lot of stuff going on this morning, including David, who had what was, apparently one of the greatest days of his life.
I guess you could call it that, man. It was so awesome. I don't even know what to say about it.
So David's childhood crush knows he exists.
It's How true. Awesome is that?
And to me, that's a win, because mine have no idea I'm alive.
Still, years and years later.
After thousands of tweets, desperate messages, I get nothing. David mentions his childhood crush and gets acknowledged within hours.
It's true.
It's just what I do every single day. Just living my life.
Makes me mad, man. So it's over for me. I finished it last night.
And?
The office is over. I don't know what I'm going to do now. Because the closer we got to the end of it, the more I was like, there's going to be a void in my life without the show.
I know.
You know what you do after you watch The Office? You watch The Office again.
Well, yeah, you start over.
I know, but still, there's something about, you experience all of it for the first time.
I know.
So, I don't know.
Do you feel like a new man today, though?
Because
you actually finished a series. Like,
I was so proud.
Is this the first time in your life?
No, I think I've seen all Three's Company, Different Strokes.
Okay.
That doesn't count.
Andy Griffith.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like modern day.
I think past a certain year. I don't know if that's what we're counting.
Does Friends count?
You know what? I'll count that for you.
That's pretty good, right? That was in the 90s.
Are you in your 60s?
What are you?
Are you 95?
Hey, I read this thing this morning about Netflix. It says that there's about 3 million people who still get DVDs from Netflix.
They still do that?
I didn't realize that.
Really?
Wow. So I guess the company started was they would send you the DVDs, you'd watch the stuff and send it back.
Yeah, that's exactly how it started.
You would have something on your queue, and then I would love getting a movie because you forgot what you would, queue up, and then you would open it and be like, oh yeah, it's this one.
I remember thinking this was a flash in the pan, it was never going to work, because I didn't do any of that.
Boy.
And I went to Nashville, or maybe Virginia, and my brother-in-law and sister-in-law had done this deal where they didn't have cable. All they had was internet and Netflix. And I thought that was weird. I'm like, y'all are so weird.
But they were more cutting edge than most people.
They were ahead of the curve, yeah. I guess. Pretty crazy, though. But The Office is over for me, and a little part of my heart is probably a little bit sad today.
I'm sorry.
Group hug.
Okay.
Let's get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, so today is Tuesday, August 28th of 2018, and Paint the Town Red continues tonight with the big Grade A State Tailgate. It happens in downtown Jonesboro, and it's presented by the Jonesboro Regional Chamber of Commerce. The players are going to be there, the coaches, spirit squads, live music, a kid zone, vendors, all that stuff, 5 to 7 at the corner of Union and Monroe in downtown Jonesboro tonight.
John McCain had prepared a final statement before his passing. McCain's former campaign manager read the senator's words to the media yesterday. The statement ended with the following quote, "Farewell, fellow Americans. God bless you and God bless America."
And the suspect in a deadly shooting at a Florida video game tournament had previously been hospitalized for mental illness. 24-year-old David Katz of Baltimore was also prescribed antipsychotic and antidepressant medications.
And now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
It's Brandon, Kelly, and David, the Barrel Boy. Yo, what's up?
Hey.
What's poppin'?
I was going to see if
we're
all kind of matching.
He always looks at us to see what we're wearing.
I know.
Although me and David are matching.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Then I thought, did I match y'all and not realize it? But I didn't today. We were talking about Netflix a few minutes ago. And I also saw this thing. This is kind of wild because it brought back all these childhood memories of going to video stores. Have you ever been to a video store?
No. When I was like 10 or 11, I loved it. We go to one of the stores that had a Blockbuster connected to it. And it was always like, Mom, can we go to Blockbuster? Can we go to Blockbuster? It was like every time we went to the store. So I lived there
for
a while.
It was part of the fabric of our lives going to rent movies.
I remember seeing, I actually ran into Kelly there. We had kind of disconnected for, I don't know how long, but like it was one of those random things where we walk in like, hey, we're here at the movie store.
That's right. Wow, that's a long time ago.
Where did you go?
It was Blockbuster. It was down on Parker Road.
By Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was connected to the Walmart right there.
Well, it's not really connected.
No, it is.
It's like a gas station with a Subway
in it. It's not like the McDonald's inside the Walmart itself. No, it was like connected to the building.
Mm.
But I remember...
This is story changing.
Yeah.
No.
Kind of.
Typically, that's what happens when he talks.
I remember when all of the video stores used to be in town, so it's like all these places that are now banks and... A dog food place. Like, oh, yeah, that used to be so-and-so. Mm-hmm. That used to be so-and-so.
All right, let's go through them. Blockbuster, obviously. Name another one.
There was Premier Video.
Boom! I'm surprised Premier? You knew that one.
Yeah, wow. I went there a lot. There was a Hollywood movie or Hollywood...
Hastings.
There was Hastings. Good, yeah. Yep. Gosh, what were the other ones?
It was Hollywood Video.
It was Hollywood Video where Hollywood Feed is right now.
Right. Was it Hollywood Video? Or now that we make that up.
It was Hollywood something. Hollywood Video, I think, is what
think
it was
so.
Called. Yeah. I used to go in there a lot, too. That one was
That's
really cool.
That's sad. And VHS tapes.
Oh, man. We used to get the VHS. I'd rent video games in there, too.
Be kind. Rewind.
And I'd freak out, man. Like, you didn't rewind it? This is going to cost me extra money. Or the late fees. Because, like, if you didn't take it back in time, you had a couple days to watch the movie. And if you didn't take it back in time, you had a late fee. And then you'd go there and you're like, I can't afford the late fees. Can we pass on the late fees until next time?
Heck, I remember the video place that was in Wiener. There was a video store right there on the corner. The building's been tore down.
Really?
Yes.
What do they call that? Do you know?
Oh, I guess Wiener Video.
That's awkward. Really awkward.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I'm kind of thinking about sunburns. That song makes me think about sunburns. I don't believe we've seen David sunburned at all this year.
I know.
Yeah, lucky me. I haven't been winning this year.
I don't even.
Dude, it's been rough. It's a rough outing. This is like when a pitcher throws three or... He has three home runs just slapped off of him. First three pitches. It's just like, woof. It just keeps going downhill. And he has to be taken out in the first inning. This is what I'm feeling right now.
Somebody get him!
I am so sorry, everyone. I apologize.
His face. Man, you can't make this stuff up, can you?
Man.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
Listen, I know we all kind of spend some time on the couch, maybe a little bit too much, right? But when we get off work, we just want to chill out for a little bit. But then what do? We turn around and complain that we're being unproductive.
Yeah, all the time.
It happens all the time. But blaming your couch for your unproductivity won't get you anywhere.
Hmm.
And that's what this lady was trying to do. She's 53 years old, lives in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and she got arrested in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
I think it's actually Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Man, I'm just not on point today. Anyway, she got arrested on Friday because she ended up setting her own couch on fire.
Oh, no.
And she told cops she did it so she could, quote, get the devil out. Because she thought her couch was possessed and was ruining her life.
Really?
So she performed her own exorcism inside of her home.
Oh.
And she had to be treated for smoke inhalation.
No, she did not, no. David.
And because she set her home on fire in the couch, she's facing arson charges.
No.
Pretty bad ordeal, right?
That's awful.
But, you know, I read about fires the other day, and I didn't realize this, but there's a deal about bees and wildfire. Did you hear about this? Pretty big story nationwide.
No.
What does a bee do during a wildfire? He takes off his yellow jacket.
What's happening? What is happening today?
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, powered by Ashley Home Store. Right now, you can go in and get up to 20% off storewide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months, or enjoy 60 months no interest for unlimited time. Fresh new looks at amazing prices storewide. Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
There's a new deal on social media that I'm seeing a bunch of people do, and I think it makes us sound cool. So I think all of us together collectively can do this. And you can even do this in the car this morning on your way to school, on your way to work, on your way wherever you're going this morning. You can think about what your rap name would be.
I can't wait. How do we do it?
So here's the way it's being done right now, and this is all over social media. It always starts off with the word young.
Okay.
I like that word.
It's young, and then whatever the last thing you purchased is. Let me give you some examples real quick. Some celebrities are doing this, like Sarah Silverman, the comedian. She's Young Lyft, because she got a ride from a Lyft.
Okay, I gotcha.
Alec Baldwin, Young Tennis Shorts. So, basically, how does this go, David?
What? My name is Slim Shady. Is that how you do it?
He has a lot of sound effects that I don't remember on the original.
Really?
I couldn't make the sound effects that are in the song, so I tried my best.
Okay, so anyway, Kelly, your rap name, Young, plus the last thing you purchased.
My name is Young Monster.
That's pretty good.
Young Monster's pretty awesome.
All right, let's see if I can time it out. Tell me when to start. My name is Young Brownies. Oh.
That is so not cool.
What do you mean it's not cool?
Young Brownies.
I'm Young Brownies.
Dude.
Is that not a good
one?
No. I can't do mine, dude. This is so bad.
David, what's yours?
Dave's name is...
My name is Young Burrito.
That's just embarrassing.
It's awful.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Brandon, it's Kelly, it's David, the barrel boy. Going to the phones. Hey, good morning, K-Fine. Who's this?
This is Red Wolf Mark.
Red Wolf Mark!
Hello. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the one and only Red Wolf Mark.
Woo!
Yeah.
Red Wolf Mark, are you excited about the first A-State football game?
Yes, I am. I'm ready.
I'm ready, too. So tonight they're doing the big, great A-State tailgate downtown. Do you know about that?
Yep. I'm going to be there.
All right, you're going to be there. We're doing Order of the Pack on Thursday inside Centennial Bank Stadium. They're going to have the cheerleaders, the dance team, the football players, the coaches. We're all going to be there on Thursday, too. You going to be there?
Yep, I'm going to be there.
We have a color run on Saturday morning.
Yeah, we do.
We have a tailgate. You going to be at the tailgate? Man, then the football game.
I'm going to be there with my spirit pride.
I have one more thing for you real quick just to get you in the mood, all okay? Right.
Fight, Red Bull, go all the way. Yes.
Sing it, Mark, here we go.
Yes.
On to victory.
And yes. Fight, Red Bull, go all the way. Yes. Yes. Red Bull, yes, go all the way.
Man, Mark, that was good.
Yeah.
You know the words way better than David.
Yeah. All right. See you downtown.
See you, Mark.
All right.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I have one question for the two of you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Yes.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
For it. Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It is Tuesday, August the 28th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. A happy belated birthday goes out to Thurman Nash from Donovan, who celebrated yesterday. So happy birthday. Celebrating today, Michael Langford of Jonesboro celebrates. We have John Michael Looney with a birthday today. Kevin Hinman of Truman. D. Eldridge from Caraway has a birthday. Kelsey Mullins of Malden, Missouri. Sherry Harmon from Paragould. Rachel Shelby of Jonesboro. Todd Rhodes from Jonesboro celebrates. Sharla Lloyd of Jonesboro, happy birthday. Chris Powell from Paragould. Ryan Wilson of Jonesboro. Lauren Dotson from Wynn. And Cooper Finley of Paragould is turning 4 years old today. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say...
Happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Alana Thompson from Here Comes Honey Boo Boo is turning 13 years old today.
That's hard to believe, y'all.
It is.
I have so many awesome photos of us with Honey Boo Boo and her holding Kai.
Wow.
Like, it's really sweet. Wow. I should post those today.
Cassidy Pope turning 29 years old today. The winner of The Voice and had a big song with Chris Young.
Yep.
We used to be the life of the party. We used to be the ones that they wish they were.
Happy birthday, Cassidy Pope, who celebrates today.
Your old buddy Leanne Rimes turning 36 years old today.
We were buddies at one point, David. You remember that one, Kelly?
Love it.
She also did this one.
And tell me why. How do I leave without you?
Happy birthday to Leanne Rimes, who celebrates.
Jake Owen turning 37 today.
Man, good birthdays.
Do you turn it up, do you sing along every time you hear that song? Like we did then, like we did when. Do you close your eyes, does it make you laugh? Do the memories take you back to six packs and a Chevy Cheyenne?
Way back
when I was Jack.
And you were dying.
Happy birthday, Jake Owen.
Jack Black turns 49 years old today. Jason Priestley is 49.
Na 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 na.
Na 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 na.
Na 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 na.
Na na.
Good Beverly job. Hills 90210.
I thought you were just being, ooh, dirt, 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 dirt.
Okay.
Shania Twain turned 53.
Hey, Shania.
I need a man who knows how the story goes. There's gotta be a heart beating fine, see the breathtaking earthquake in time.
Any man of mine. Happy birthday, Shania Twain.
Whose bed have your boots been under?
She had so many big hits.
Best thing about
K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to D. Eldridge, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard.
Man, I feel like a woman.
Thank you for letting me do that by myself.
What?
That was very strange. Happy birthday, Shania Twain.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, news out on Miranda Lambert. She has wrapped up the bandwagon tour with Little Big Town, so that's a pretty big deal for her. She's gone through a little bit of drama during this tour, a relationship with Evan Felker from the Turnpike Troubadours, which we heard about a couple of months ago. Evidently, it's happened for a number of months, and then it led to his divorce and all the problems there. Right. And evidently, now Miranda's single again. So this leads us into that final tour stop where the Turnpike Troubadours were supposed to open the show. Well, guess who was unable to perform due to unforeseen circumstances?
Stop it.
Yeah, they didn't get to make that show. I'm sure Miranda probably thought that wasn't the best idea to be in the same venue, but more drama there. Hopefully at this point, Miranda can go back home to Texas, Lyndale, Texas, where I've been.
Right.
Yeah.
And she can, kind of regroup a little bit.
Well, it's always a good day, y'all, when we get some new music from Florida Georgia Line. They have officially released the fourth single off their newest album, and the song is called Sittin' Pretty. And here's your first listen on K-Fine.
We got all day to do it our way, like an old tower swing in the shade. Got it made in the sweet spot, maybe you and me. Got a couple free seats on a cloud nine ride. Don't matter if we're sitting on a porch in a car at a bar. Just fine, long as I'm sitting next to you, sitting pretty. Yeah, I'm sitting pretty.
And you can listen to the full song right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Well, congrats to Jason Aldean. His latest single, Drowns the Whiskey, which is the duet with he and Miranda Lambert, is holding at the top spot on the Billboard Country Charts for a second week.
Congratulations.
Whiskey's supposed to drown the memory. I've gone from one to one too many.
It also claimed this week's top position on the singles chart, marking his 21st career number one single.
It's big for Jason Aldean. Congratulations, Jason. And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Like, David has this crush on a girl named Alexa Vega. And evidently, we have mutual friends.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. The odds of this happening have to be astronomical.
So?
Well, okay. Alexa Vega, a.k.a. Carmen Cortez in Spy Kids, had a birthday yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that theme song gets me jacked.
Does
Listen
it?
To it. Yes. Anyway, so she had a birthday yesterday. And I was so, like, into those movies when I was a little kid. Because I think the first one came out, like, 2001. So I was, like, 7, 8 years old. And so, obviously, I'm watching her on TV, and she's, like, 12. So we're around the same age. And I'm like, oh, man. So she became my first childhood crush at that moment. Right.
And okay. We alluded to that. We acknowledged that on the show yesterday.
That's it. And so yesterday, I didn't realize it, but Kelly's cousin, Leslie Cobble, lives in Hawaii, where Alexa lives, and they're friends.
Yep, it's true.
And so what do I get? I get a screenshot of a text that Leslie sent to Alexa.
What?
Exactly. How crazy is this sound?
This doesn't even seem real.
It doesn't. But she said, oh my gosh, I'm currently listening to a radio show, and this guy wished you a happy birthday, and the whole morning he's talked about you being his first childhood crush, and his anxiety on wording the perfect happy birthday tweet to you in case you actually see it.
LOL.
And this is a text.
Direct message.
I have her number from Leslie Cobble. That's crazy.
And the crazier thing is she's like, oh my gosh, this is hilarious. What radio station? I'm cracking up. Which means she knows who I am because Leslie went out and said he's in K-Fine in Jonesboro, Arkansas, and he has tweeted to you, and here is his profile.
Oh my goodness.
So here's my question to you. Has she tweeted you back yet?
She's a busy lady.
Well, yeah, of course. She lives in Hawaii. She's very busy collecting seashells.
Yes. She's a working lady. She's still making movies. She's in a Hallmark movie or something.
Well, we also found out that her husband, David, is typically her co-host in a lot of the movies that she does.
Oh.
Okay.
He's really cute, too.
Is he?
Yeah.
So she's married, David.
Is he cuter than me, though? Is he better looking than me?
I mean...
I'm better looking than him, right? Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. So I win in this situation. My childhood crush knows who I am.
That is a win, man. I'm telling you, that's a pretty big deal because my childhood crushes have no idea I exist.
So this is the perfect opportunity for me, man.
It is. If you're looking for the perfect opportunity, you know, to find a girl before you get married and commit.
I didn't mean it like that.
Well, then what do you mean this is a perfect opportunity?
I don't know.
What kind of an opportunity, David?
I just want to get to know her.
Are you...
That's
weird.
I didn't mean it like that.
So here, let's say that today she downloads the podcast.
Uh-huh.
And again, we're talking Alexa Vega, who was in Spy Kids when David was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like if she listens to today's podcast, do you have something that you feel you should say to her about how much she's meant to your life?
She's listening right now.
What if she has her earbuds in and she's hearing this?
I would say, Alexa, I feel like we grew up together.
He's sitting up straight.
I feel like we grew up together. Thank you for those amazing memories as you, as Carmen Cortez. Thank you for making Spy Kids. And thank you so much for being a big role in my life, even though you weren't physically there. You were there in my heart.
Oof. This is awkward.
And Alexa, we apologize.
Yeah, no doubt.
What?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David was awkward once again about Alexa Vega this morning.
I don't think I was being awkward. I was being real honest.
Just got a message. She's listening to us live this morning.
Yep. From who?
I can't tell you. It's the Cobbles. She's listening to us live and heard your plea just a minute ago.
Isn't it like 3 in the morning over there?
Yeah, but she woke up early. She's excited.
That's dedication. I love it. Hey, Alexa.
What's up? So anyway, David has a crush and now he's being really weird about it. Hey, so a lot of people might be sitting pretty at work right now, right? We played Sitting Pretty by Florida Georgia Line. They could be sitting at the office, and they're like, oh, the day's about to start. I looked over there to our office a second ago, and I noticed nobody's here yet.
Lights are still off. Doors are locked.
I don't know what time they start.
Yeah.
Do they start?
I'm not sure. Let me ask you if you ever have heard these phrases in an email, because there was this deal that CNBC put out talking about the most annoying phrases in emails.
Okay.
And I want to know, and you don't have to say any names, But we can say, have we ever got a work email that has any of these sayings in it? So for those of you at work, you're probably about to start like the biggest eye roll of your life right now. Mm-hmm. Because more than likely, we've all received these at some point. Here's the first one. Not sure if you saw my last email.
Dude.
That's like, yes. You haven't responded yet. Let's respond.
That one gets me. Doesn't it get you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I'm like, ugh.
And immediately, right off the bat, you're mad.
Yeah.
So it makes you not want to read anything else.
So don't do that line.
Yes.
How about starting with, I know you're busy. In case, I think that's good. I think you can say that. I know you're busy.
Yeah. But still.
Not sure if you saw my last email. Probably not the best way to start because you're being called out.
Yes.
Pretty bad.
They say, per our last email.
Hmm.
Does that sound too professional?
Mm-hmm. Per.
I don't mind that one as much.
You don't?
It's almost like you're kind of giving an update on something previously.
Why don't you just
discussed.
Say like we've said before?
Or like I mentioned?
Yeah.
I think I do like I mentioned. But like I mean that like I mentioned. Is this not clear enough? Like I mentioned.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying?
That's a little bit of a zinger.
How about this one? Any update on this? Basically saying you didn't do what you were supposed to do and get finished with it.
Man, that one. I don't like saying that either.
What about the words please advise? Because I use that one. Hey, check this out. Let me know if we need to make any changes. Please advise.
I don't think that's bad.
No, I don't see that one as bad.
That's on the list of things that are annoying. As discussed is another one.
Mm.
Yeah, anything like that is kind of like...
Kind of like a passive, condescending type tone.
So we need to be better with that.
I think so.
But I am kind of thinking about, I don't know, the way when we deal with these emails and you're like, we don't want to make people mad. And I don't want to be overly professional.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to be a little bit like me, but I don't want to sound like I'm too unprofessional.
Mm-hmm.
Just be like, hey, what's up? It's Double B here. What's popping? What's
ain't,
happening?
What's ain't popping?
Do you start off with like, hey, Brandon, exclamation? Or is it just Brandon, comma?
I do Brandon, comma, and I overanalyze that. I don't know what if I'm supposed to say hey, hello, or hi.
I type like I talk.
So how would you type if you were going to type me?
Hey.
Hey. Period. Not even an exclamation.
No, hey, like dash.
Hey, like, dash.
Because like a hyphen.
I get that.
I wouldn't say, hey, dash.
Hey, dash. What's okay. up? So it wouldn't be, hey, Brandon, exclamation. Mm-mm. Because I do that on some of my business stuff. Like, mm-mm. Hey, David, mm-mm. Exclamation. What?
Mm-mm. Sounds like you're yelling.
That. Am I a girl?
Hey! It's either that's, like it's you're yelling, yell.
Hey, David!
Hey, it's not David. All caps.
Hey, David, not sure if you saw my last email. Per my last email,
oh,
please
gosh.
Advise as discussed, David.
That's what the way is he
I read
doing?
It. That's the way I read it. That's the way I read it.
Maybe you're overanalyzing.
Or overreacting.
Maybe it's all of it.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We committed to watching, I don't know, almost 200 episodes of The Office, and my wife and I finished The Office last night.
You're welcome.
Congratulations.
So now I get it when you guys talk about how you've gone through the whole show and then the show pays off. Because honestly, there's very few shows I've watched start to finish. And I mentioned some of the ones, like I remember watching The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air when they walked out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember them walking out of the house on Three's Company. And some of those iconic ones, right? How did Friends end?
Basically with Ross and Rachel looking like they were going to be back together. They had the child together and they moved off somewhere.
Do they turn the lights off in the house?
In the apartment?
Yeah.
I think so, maybe.
It's like, that's the thing that gets me at the end of all of those, right? We didn't have the lights necessarily going out at the end of The Office, but here's what I was kind of surprised by and kind of disappointed in myself. And also I'll go ahead and say it, a little bit disappointed in my wife as well.
Why were y'all disappointed in each other?
I was fully prepared to boohoo like a baby. Like, I knew I was. Because it's like, they're going to pay off all these great stories. And I didn't realize how invested in these characters that I had become.
Yep.
Until you see them getting, you know, things coming together for them. And then you have all this happiness. And you're like, these people were acting.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I crying? So we're sitting there last night, and we strategically make sure that we're not looking at each other while the show is playing.
Y'all are so funny.
Like, legit. Because I thought if we sat side by side on the couch, I know what would happen. I'd start to tear up, and then she'd look at me, and I'd feel stupid. So I think we held in tears last night.
Oh, my God.
So you're saying it was an ego thing?
And I wonder if it is. Like, would you and Joey sit together on the couch and cry during a show?
It wouldn't bother either of us.
Would you and Rachel do that?
We've done that before.
And I'm not going to look at him and go, oh, you're crying.
My wife would say, are you crying? And I'd be like, no.
I think she does that to get the attention off of herself, though.
You think she does? Mm-hmm. She did get emotional when one of the characters was singing to the whole office. Like 2 episodes back.
Mm-hmm.
But last night, we knew it was going to be emotional, and we tried not to be emotional.
Yeah, so you kind of like say or do things like Chandler off of Friends to kind of like, you know, deflect the attention off of you.
Ooh, that's what it is, isn't it?
So did y'all sit on like other sides of the room? I mean, what was...
No, we went to the bed for this one. Stop.
Wait, so you sat on the bed where you couldn't see each other?
Well, she laid her head on me.
Okay.
And then that way I could be behind her.
So if y'all
and if I got teary-eyed.
Oh, I got you. You could just use your hair to wipe away the tears.
Use what?
The hair.
Her hair.
That's what you do. Yeah, I meant her hair.
I would use her hair to wipe my tears?
Use her hair to wipe away the tears.
It's called a Kleenex.
That's
kind of happening. But that, you're giving up too much evidence then. Then you're actually
crying. I'm wiping tears in her hair.
If you're kind of like, you know, rubbing her head and then, you know, like you bring her hair up to wipe away the tear, it works. I'm telling you.
Y'all are struggling.
This is the weirdest thing ever.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David, if you had the chance to kiss Alexa Vega, would you do it?
Oh my gosh. Quit asking weird questions like that. You creep.
Your crush knows who you are.
That's awesome, but I'm not going to kiss her.
Why not?
Because that's weird.
Is it?
Would you kiss Britney Spears if she walked in here right now?
Here's Mitchell Tenpenny.
Uh-huh, that's what I thought. Moving right along.
Drunk Me, new music on Cave.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David, the Barrel Boy has just now sent out a personal message to Alexa Vega.
My message to Alexa Vega is out. We talked about this earlier. And I just want her to hear that message in case she, you know, wasn't listening at that moment. Because it's like 3 o'clock in the morning in Hawaii where she is. So
right.
I want to make sure.
Stock much?
I know.
I just want to make sure that she's listening and she's doing okay.
All right. Let's go ahead and get past that and go to this.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on this new trend in jewelry and accessories. And it looks like the future of jewelry isn't what you buy, it's what you embed under your skin. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a designer, his name is Simon Huck, and he's a longtime friend of the Kardashians and Jenners. And he announced yesterday the launch of this experimental concept line, and the exhibition is called A Human. So, of course, he's going to have models do some of his the modeling for the jewelry.
Sure.
And we have Kim Kardashian and Chrissy Teigen on their Instagram pages modeling this stuff. And the pieces are very futuristic. And it literally looks like Kim Kardashian has on it's like a flowered choker, but it looks like it's under her skin. Like, it looks like it's the same color of her skin. It looks like it's protruding from her skin. And there's LED lights on it, and they beat the same beat as your heart.
Is it cool or not, though?
Maybe if you're going to one of those Met galas or something like that. But like if we saw it around here, it looks like an X-Men person. Like they have some type of scales or something on their skin. So he's going to have like basically a display in New York City. So you can check the necklaces out. But if you want to see them, they're crazy. You can check them out on the BBITM blog on kfine.com.
Gotcha Gossip on Roseanne. Evidently, you know, all this Roseanne drama has affected all the cast members. Roseanne sent some tweets that were insensitive. And basically, ABC said, Roseanne, you got to go. Even though their show just came back and was huge, number one each time it aired. So we know they're going to reboot the show without Roseanne. And John Goodman, who plays Dan, Roseanne's husband, has led people to believe that, well, the way they're going to deal with this on the show is to kill Roseanne.
Whoa. Mm.
To kill off the character Roseanne on the show. He alluded to that in some recent media. So if you're wondering how are they going to handle it, it looks like she is going to go away via death.
Well, speaking of going away, but not via death, The Big Bang Theory is going into its final season, this 12th season that kicks off next month. But the people involved in the show, the crew, the cast, they're still making money on this show. That is not the reason why this show is coming to an end. I mean, you look at everybody on what they're making per episode, it's insane. Kaylee Cuoco, $900,000 per episode.
That's crazy.
Jim Parsons, $900,000. Johnny Galecki, $900,000. Simon Helberg, $900,000. Kunal Nayar, $900,000. Every single major character is making nearly $1 million per episode. So you talk about the math there. That's nearly $20 million per season on each of those guys. You're talking $100 million just in paying them alone, those five people. Mm. Think about that for a second.
That's crazy, man. That really is wild. We're doing something wrong in our jobs, I do believe.
That's right.
I say we find a way to make that much money.
Yeah.
What would we have to do, Kelly?
I don't know.
Have we missed the boat?
I think so.
A little bit.
And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got your gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So the CMA Awards are coming up in November. The nominations have been announced this morning live in Nashville from Luke Bryan's bar. Are you guys wanting to give me some predictions, some early predictions?
Yeah.
Ooh, it's such a tough choice, though, man.
So, like, Entertainer of the Year is the final category of the night. So here's who's up for it this year, and you tell me who you think's going to win. We have up for it this year, we have Jason Aldean.
You make it easy, loving up on you.
Luke Bryan.
Sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat.
Kenny Chesney.
Get along down the road. We got a long, long way to go.
Chris Stapleton.
Sing my share of broken halos.
And Keith Urban. CMA Entertainer of the Year. Is it Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, Kenny Chesney, Chris Stapleton, or Keith Urban?
I will say I like all of those guys. Yep. I'm going to have to go out and say Kenny Chesney because I follow him on Instagram. Yep. He sells out stadiums, like tons. So that's just going to be my pick.
Luke Bryan has had such a strong year. I think I'm going to go for him. Number one earner this year in country music, made over $52 million on American Idol, on tour, doing everything imaginable. Luke Bryan.
It's big for him. I'm picking Keith Urban.
He was my second.
Like, he's been so good the last couple of years. Okay, single of the year. There's a bunch of big songs up for this one, including Chris Stapleton again.
Sing my share of broken halos.
Also up for single of the year, Midland.
People say I got a drinking problem. That ain't no reason to start.
BB Rexha in Florida Georgia Line.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be.
Jason Aldean and Miranda Lambert.
Whiskey's supposed to drown the memory.
And Dan and Shay.
When I taste tequila, baby, I
single of the year. Broken halos, drinking problem, drowns a whiskey, meant to be, or tequila.
I'm going to have to go with Florida Georgia Line, that song.
Meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to follow in with Kelly on that one because that one was such a record-breaking song. Mm-hmm. It's hard to go against that. Meant to be. Florida Georgia Line.
I think I'm going with that one too.
Three for three. Are we really doing that?
My second favorite though, Tequila.
That's a good one.
God, so good.
Drowns the Whiskey, man. That's a solid song too. It's hard to pick.
And the thing is, like with Stapleton, because that song just feels like it's been out for so long.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I know it's talking about the last calendar year, but at the same point, like I loved that album when it first came out.
It's so good.
The CMA Awards in Nashville at the Bridgestone Arena, November the 14th, hosted by Brad Paisley. And Carrie Underwood.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Do you remember when Kelly did the What the Fluff challenge?
Yeah.
And it has swept the country ever since.
She ran into that wall.
She started it, though. I think she was the person who started the challenge.
I tried to help, yeah.
So anyway, basically, if you haven't seen it yet, somebody has, they're in a doorway, they have the sheet, they're raising it up and down, their dog is looking at them. And then they drop the sheet and they're gone and the dog freaks out.
And now there's more of them. I've seen one with a killer whale, like at a SeaWorld. They've done it with a killer whale. They've done it with horses. Like, yeah, it's really good.
So people are doing these things all over the place. But the one that I saw this morning actually got me a little bit in the feels. And my dog started going crazy because I was playing it and he didn't know what was happening. So there's a challenge going on. This golden retriever, her name is Zephyr, is watching the sheet go up and down, right? Mm-hmm. And it's whoever the owner is, and they see the owner at first. The sheet's going up and down. When it drops, a soldier who's been out of the country fighting for our country is there in the doorway.
Mm.
Total surprise. Hasn't been seen in months and months and months. Listen to this dog's reaction. It's so sweet. dog's looking at the sheet.
That's a loop.
Oh my gosh.
Hi, buddy.
That dog.
Aww.
Is that the sweetest thing ever? That dog is so happy. Imagine if you'd been gone for 9 months or a year and a half or something like that, and then you walk back in, what your dog would do.
And the dog can't even get close enough to him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just can't get close enough.
It is such a sweet video. We'll get that posted on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. KFine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So the 2018 CMA Awards and nominations were given this morning. And so Entertainer of the Year, that's always the really big one that they saved through the end of the show. Yeah. But here are the top ones. Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, Kenny Chesney, Chris Stapleton, and Keith Urban. Yeah. So those are going to be the top. But it's going to be November 14th. And I forget, who was it going to be hosted by?
Brad Paisley.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
And you can check out all the nominations from this morning's ceremony on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com. So congratulations, Miranda Lambert. Her tour has ended. She was able to wrap that up over the weekend. And here's the story that's most interesting to me. The Turnpike Troubadours have been the opening acts on this tour.
Right.
That is how she met Evan Felker, who's a part of the Turnpike Troubadours. They had a relationship. It broke up his relationship. Mm. And now Miranda and Evan have broken up as well. Well, lo and behold, the other night at the final show, there was some stuff posted that said, due to unforeseen circumstances, the Turnpike Troubadours will not be performing tonight.
Oh, yeah.
So evidently, they didn't think it was a good idea to have Evan and Miranda in the same building.
Well, it's always a good idea to hear new music from Florida Georgia Line, and we have that for you right now. They've just dropped their newest single. It's called Sittin' Pretty, and here's your first listen on KFine.
We got all day and day to do it all way. Like an old tower swing in the shade. Got it laid in the sweet spot. Baby, you and me got a couple free seats on a cloud nine ride. Don't matter if we're sitting on a porch in a car at a bar or a boat down in Panama City. Gonna be a hell of a view. I'm just fine long as I'm sitting next to you, sitting pretty.
Let me ask you this question. I just thought about this.
Okay.
Does this sound more like Florida Georgia Line, or does this more sound more like Thomas Rhett as done by Florida Georgia Line?
Ooh, that's a good question.
It does kind of sound like Thomas Rhett.
Did you get Thomas Rhett vibe? That's weird, right? Because Florida Georgia Line totally led that charge of that pop country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But man, that kind of reminded me of Thomas Rhett for some reason.
Yeah, I love the song. And if you want to check it out, you can on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David. What's on TV tonight?
Well, Brandon, on TV tonight, we have America's Got Talent. That's on at 7 o'clock on NBC. Round 3 of the live quarterfinals is tonight.
That's a good show. Uh-huh. It's fun to watch.
Bachelor in Paradise, also a fun show to watch.
Is there anybody on that show that you know
or claim to know? Personally, I know Tia Booth from Wiener, Arkansas. She is my cousin.
Yeah.
That's a fact. That's on at 7 o'clock on ABC.
And don't forget, we saw a tweet that said every time somebody sees Tia Booth on TV, she pictures David the Barrel Boy.
I don't know what to think about that.
That it's different, but still.
And there are a ton of finales on TV tonight. Hit the Floor, Younger, Jeff Ross presents Roast Battle, The Jim Jefferies Show, and Chrisley Knows Best. All of those are finales on TV tonight.
Hope you have a great day. We'll see you downtown tonight. 5 until 7, it's the big, great A-State tailgate put on by the Jonesboro Regional Chamber of Commerce.
It's time to get your wolves up.
We're going to be there.
Yeah.
We invite you to come hang with us tonight downtown.